This is Mario's Sunday Roast on Today FM.
This is Mario's Sunday Roast. I'm Mario Rosenstock, and I'm still here with Larissa and Nolan and Chef Gary O'Hanlon. What I'm throwing into the roast:
bullying,
the Me Too movement against sexual harassment,
toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get?
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed. We believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool. Not cool.
Some already are. Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
And that is the new Gillette ad, a best a man can get. And I suppose it uses the Me Too movement and puts that into context. So there's loads of different scenes in the ad, and they show various different men doing various different things, which in the past would have been accepted as normal, but now other men are calling them out. So you have like a woman in an office, and she's trying to explain something, and the man, the office guy, I think what Sheila is trying to explain is this. So he starts mansplaining. You have a man against a wall with another man, a beautiful woman walks by, and the man tries to ogle her, and the other guy goes, hey, not cool, bro. You have, and it's funny enough, and actually, that the man who says not cool, bro, is a black guy. Can you imagine if the guy had been ogling her was a black guy, and the man had been stopping her from ogling was a white guy? That would have been another matter. So they crossed their T's and dotted their I's very well there. You have other examples of little boys bullying each other, and the dads jump away from the barbecue and split them up and everything, and you have another dad talking to each other. Now, I watched this ad during the week, and I really loved it. So I did, and I wouldn't normally describe it. I don't think pretty much anybody in the office or the breakfast show or anything would pretty much, they wouldn't describe me as woke, for example. But I really did. I really liked it. And I suppose the reason I liked it was I thought the ad was, you know, well executed. It was well done. But I think the message is good. Now, Mario, it's a brand. It's Gillette. Come on. It's how cynical can you get? I'm aware of the cynicism and I'm aware of all that. But I guess what they're saying is we have to move with the times, the same as some comedians are saying they have to move with the times as well. Things which used to be acceptable aren't acceptable anymore. And this ad is merely reflective of that. And I must say, I liked watching dads talking to their kids and sharing their feelings with them. I liked the fact that two kids were broken up from bullying. I liked the fact that some guy was ogling a girl and the other guy called him out and said, hey, that's not cool. I kind of liked that, and because I think that's a good message. So, listen, well, maybe I'm just a sappy idiot.
I love this, Mario, because we're now taking opposite sides on this thing. And for once, I'm going to say, which is something I never say, is I think this is offensive to women, and I think it's patronising to women.
Okay, go on.
It's kind of an example for me of when, when a movement turns into a bandwagon, and then that bandwagon is hijacked for commercial reasons to sell razors, and it's fundamentally misunderstood. So say, for example, if you break down that ad, you have things like the girl walking along who looks really attractive on the street, and then the guy who kind of steps forward to say something to her, could have been anything, like she might have wanted the attention, the guy going, stop man, not cool. That actually, if you think about it, is a man deciding for a woman what she wants, because maybe she wanted the other guy to give her attention, maybe she would have welcomed it, but a man stopped a man and said, no, I'll decide for her. She doesn't actually want you to do this. So, like, why not just let the woman decide herself? That's kind of suggesting that women have no autonomy. Then you have the situation of the woman in a conference room who, when the man says something patronising to her or mansplaining, literally just puts her head down like the world's greatest victim. I'm sorry, I don't know any woman who gets to be in a conference room who would just simply take that.
Oh, that's point taken. That position. But I suppose that's artistic license. It's used because they only have 3 seconds.
But that's fine. But the whole message running all the way through this is the same. It's like, for me, it's like, This is what happens when ideology goes too far.
Yeah.
It starts flicking the other way. This is a real cry bully. It's what I call a cry bully ad. You know, it's like when we're the victimized class, so now we're going to use that position to abuse and shame other people. And for me, this ad is actually, it's actually sexist. It's beyond sexist. It's into misanthropic. And you don't use sexism. You don't use, again, like we were talking about earlier on, don't be sexist in your attempt to defeat sexism.
Yeah, you said that about the last topic
exactly.
as well. Don't be prejudiced in your effort to defeat prejudice.
It's
you love turning things inside out, don't you?
It's my line.
Okay, but now in the ad, it does state in the ad, Now, listen, not all men are like this. And I thought that was the right thing to say as well. Because not all men are like this.
No, but they've got a couple of things fundamentally wrong. For example, the two boys who were kind of sort of roughly horseplaying in the garden scene, right? Horseplay itself, now, it probably is a little bit, it's portrayed a little bit rougher in the ad, but horseplay is actually a developmental thing that boys do. You know,
and to suggest that,
I mean, it's actually good for...
You're not allowed rough and tumble with each other.
But it teaches them boundaries. There's an actual child psychology reason behind it.
I actually took a look at this ad on the back of Piers Morgan going off on one on Twitter, like about the outcry about it, and I'm going to just stop by in Gillette or whatever. So I thought, God, I must take a wee gander at this. I put in a crazy week at work. So I literally was a wee quick video on the phone or whatever. I looked at it and my thoughts were almost identical to Mario's. The mistake I made was saying that to Larissa before I came in here because I was taken to school by a woman.
But don't say it to Larissa off air. Say it to her on air because she can't use all the bad language.
And what happens then is I take, well, not, you know, you just take a little bit of bite out of Larissa then if you let her unload on me before.
This is the reason, Gary, it's good that you said that because this is why propaganda is propaganda, because you look at it and you, first of all, you think, oh, that's fine. But actually, beneath all what seems to be a nice message, it's actually vulturish. They're actually taking a movement against sex crimes and using it as a marketing ploy.
I do have an issue with that.
It was then that I really thought about it. I was like, well, look, Gillette have just literally, in their marketing department, have completely and utterly jumped on the bandwagon of the whole Me Too movement, whatever. I mean, it's totally not right. And as you said, this is now, they're winning because we're talking about it.
And lads, isn't it ironic that the whole ad is directed at, you know, I guess, the woke population, the woke sort of hipster population, all of whom have beards.
Every single one, last one.
What good
even
is that
the women.
Listen, no beard
what
bashing.
They have beards. Like, Gillette are basically failing in this market. I will leave you with this tweet, and it's, of course, from the incomparable Ricky Gervais, who weighed in on this. I don't know if you saw this during the week, Larissa, did you?
I did.
And Ricky saw the ad. I can imagine watching on the couch as he draws his flannels and watches on the couch and goes, what is this? What is this? And he tweets and he goes, I used to love beating up kids at barbecues. Now I realise that is wrong. Also, my balls have never been smoother. Thanks, Gillette.
This is Mario's Sunday Roast on Today FM.